While November 8th was dominated by the election, roughly 100 Sikkims broke away from the polls to weigh in on local issues. On that night, the Planning Commission held an open house to gather public input on housing, land use, and economic development. Citizens voted on which initiatives they liked best, and the results of that open house were shared during the Planning Commission's meeting on Tuesday night. Commissioners were then asked which ideas they'd like to include in Sitka's comprehensive plan. Tiny homes and sweat equity programs, including homesteading and Habitat for Humanity, were the most popular initiatives to address Sitka's housing crunch. Commissioners, like Richard Parmalee, were interested in reducing Sitka's minimum lot size, which is currently 8,000 square feet.
Our society today, and not just Sitka, but everywhere, I think that's kind of what we're looking at is scaling our lifestyles back to smaller houses.
But commissioners had questions about how to classify and finance tiny homes. How, for instance, can a bank put a mortgage on a tiny home if it's on wheels? Isn't that an RV? Commissioners weren't sure. What they do know is that the Sitka market doesn't have enough housing for all, and what's available isn't affordable for many. Barbara Scheinberg, a consultant leading the plan rewrite, said that nearly a third of Sitka taxpayers have $625 a month for house payments. That's not enough to pay a mortgage on most Sitka homes. During Persons to be Heard, Charles Bingham shared his experience.
In this town, unless I win a lottery, there's no way I can afford to buy anything. I mean, I can barely afford rent. You know, just trying to get something out there that's more in line with where a lot of the wages are, you know, I think is really critical right now because, you know, we lose a lot more young people. We're going to have, we lose a lot of vitality in this town, too.
On the subject of the local economy, open house participants were most interested in switching to electric vehicles and developing a marine center at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. When it comes to land use, Sitkins put the most votes towards maintaining and improving walkability and business vitality downtown, and promoting social connection through public spaces. Commissioner Deborah Pullman shared an idea for what could be done with Sitka's parade grounds.
When I was up at the Pioneer Home, I had a discussion, and there were a significant number of people who would love to see the parade lawn removed and become a garden. A productive garden.
Commissioners were also interested in developing infill property, basically smaller lots that are untouched, and redevelopment, so looking at areas that could be changed or improved. When it comes to undeveloped land and raw land sales, Chair Chris Spivey was cautious. He wanted to take landslide risk into account before laying out any development plans. Citizen Clyde Bright agreed.
I think part of our problem with comprehensive planning, of course, is the landslide risk assessment mapping won't be out for a while. And that's going to affect land use drastically, I think, in town.
A community-wide hazard map funded by FEMA will be published in 2018. The Sitka Comprehensive Plan will be finalized sometime this spring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.